We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
The volume.
The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet.
The NCAA tournament is one of my favorite parts of the sports calendar, so I cannot wait to spend four straight days watching college basketball. UConn is one of the favorites right now on DraftKings, and I'm really interested to see if they can repeat as champion.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Jenkins. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code Jenkins, J-E-N-K-I-N-S. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Thursday, March 14th. Happy 314 day to all who celebrate John Nichols, our very own.
Yeah. I know y'all be talking about pie, but we don't give a fuck about that where I'm from, nigga. You know what I'm saying? STL day. You feel me? Big STL.
The concept of pie has not reached St. Louis, Missouri. Yeah, you better come respectfully to pie day, bro.
Nah, man. Nigga. Come to St. Louis, talk about that shit. To pie never get jumped by a bunch of nerds. That's what we're talking about.
We got hands for you, Mr. Nichols.
As always, you can catch every episode video on youtube.com/@JenkinsandJones. I know a lot of people have been enjoying watching these Love is Blind recaps on YouTube. This is our special finale to our Love is Blind recaps, the Love is Blind reunion recap. And let's talk about the sanctity of the experiment. How dare anyone come on Nick Lachey's reality television show looking to get famous on a reality television show? My words.
Bro, you know, tying into that, bro, like, it was such a production in like the most over the top way. Like, they open this shit up, they're like, yeah, for the first time ever, we're coming to you live from the set. And they go and they sit in the pods and they, you know, flirt with each other and all that. There was a joke that Nick cracked, that Vanessa cracked up at, that y'all probably didn't catch, because you know this is y'all first season, where he was like, you know, if we were at a music festival, could I put you on my shoulders? That was
a
joke.
No, you told us about that. I got to lean over to Char and be like, because this motherfucker, and she was like, I listened to the recap. I heard.
a throwback to Shake, the worst motherfucker in Love is Blind history there. But yeah, and then they go into like the girlies room and they're like, ladies, are you ready? And Jessica's like, are the fellas ready? Ooh. You know? And then they go to the fellas room and Jimmy's like, hey, take it easy on us, Nick. Right? Like, it was just cheesy in like the best fucking way. But yeah, but to your point, and then they had fucking, you know, they brought out the couple and they had Trevor in the back and they gave him a countdown. They put up that motherfucker 29 minutes and 32 seconds before Trevor joins us. Right? And Trevor's back there. Right? Yeah, I love the drama. I love the over the top shit. Yeah. That's what we're here for, man. And Trevor is back there, you know, just looking pensive like it's about to be fucking game 7 of the fucking NBA finals or some shit.
That eczema was a little more red today too. You know what I'm saying?
He thought he was going to propose to Chelsea. I think he thought he was going to propose to Chelsea like on the stage. Like he was like, he was like, I had a whole speech plan. Like he thought he was coming out for like a moment. He didn't think he was coming out to be browbeaten for doing the same thing every other person on the show did. Coming on the show to get famous, bro.
No,
it's different because Nick said we've got Trevor backstage and we're gonna address the rumors, and we were like, oh shit, you know, so we knew about the girlfriend screenshots, right? He ain't saying we're gonna address the season. He said we know the streets is talking and we gonna hold this man accountable for, like you said, disrespecting the sanctity of a Love is Blind.
You didn't come in here with the purest of intentions, Trevor. You were one of the 40% of men on this stage who were engaged before coming on the show.
I'm a keep it a bean, y'all. Like, I think the experiment is crazy. There's no way I would motherfucking participate in that shit. I think a lot of this shit was ridiculous as far as, like, you know, I love you three minutes after meeting. We're best friends a week and a half after, you know, learning somebody exists. But them motherfuckers take it seriously. It's a year after, and they're calling each other best friends. We saw Clay on there crying. We see a lot of them crying about their experience they had. Regardless of how I feel, I was not a part of that. But I think there's very few people on this planet that have done what they have done in that experiment, been on Love is Blind. And it seems like a lot of them have built connections, even from different seasons, because of the experiment. So regardless of, yes, I feel like it's stupid. The sanctity of what? Fuck that shit I was telling Rob the whole time. Like, these niggas fucking weird. But there's a real emotions it seems like they have.
No, I totally agree with their real emotions.
So I get why, you know what I'm saying, they feel the way they feel about Trevor. Because it seemed like what the people who were on that stage came to do is different what Trevor came to do. And I don't blame Trevor. I don't give a fuck. I don't think there's sanctity in that, but I get why they are frustrated with him. And he's a fucking weirdo, dog. You know what I'm saying? So fuck him too. You know what I'm saying? He played us all.
I can get why the contestants were for Nick Lachey and his wife to be up there talking about this experiment and like the pure intentions, and then spend the rest of the time being like, let's get as messy with the drama as we can on our reality TV show. It's like, give me a fucking break, bro.
I want to see them as least as possible. I didn't even like them at the beginning, bro. Yeah, like, yeah, they yeah. frustrate me. You know what
but,
I'm saying?
But
I understand
but also,
where you're coming from with that.
But I also like, you know, like, people, are their emotions real? For sure, bro. But like, Clay was less inclined to get married than Trevor was. Like, there was, it was like Clay had the best case scenario. He had, like, there couldn't have been a better scenario for Clay, and he still didn't get married. You know what I'm saying?
The tensions were very different there, though. Very different.
I think the wrinkle that's out of here with Trevor was he wasn't just, you know, there bullshitting with the cast of Love is Blind. He was a dickhead to his girlfriend. He was an all-around asshole. He was an asshole in the real world, and he was an asshole when he stepped in those pods, right? Like, that's the whole thing. Where is your redeeming quality, bro? You were a dickhead before you stepped into this experiment and during this experiment, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, I think that's
playing with the girl, not just a dickhead. He was playing with the girl, playing with the experiment, playing with the people that are part of the experiment. You
but
know,
that's
what I'm saying?
Why. That's Clay why I thought talk shit on him for that. I mean, like, who gives it like that? Like, talk shit on him for being an asshole, which like most of the people there are assholes to some extent. That was my only point. We were just laughing at like this is the most produced reality television show that there is, and you're like, did these people come here to get famous on the show where
on television where they're not getting paid? Why? You know, they didn't come for love. You
did
know what
Clay
I'm saying?
Like, mean to promote his jet ski business? He clearly kept talking about and had on his vision board four times when there was a picture of him with a woman one time on the vision board.
I mean, they probably cut it that way. You know what I'm saying? It didn't seem like he. I don't feel like Clay moved in that way. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it was obvious why Trevor was there. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. For sure, for sure. All right, let's talk about, first of all, I had a really connected with Johnny and Amy because that's basically me and Char's relationship. Sitting on stage with our crazy ass friends looking around like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell
Could
you.
Could be me.
The funniest shit in the whole show to me was when they asked him, like, have you guys had a fight yet? And you could tell they were almost embarrassed after all the shit everyone else had been saying to be like, nope.
We just talk. We have disagreements like humans, but we talk like adults. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Salute, bro. I don't know. I told you, man.
Yeah. Like I said, the biggest hurdle in their relationship was fucking Johnny just really wanted to go raw. That's it, bro. That was the biggest problem they faced. People have survived way worse. I promise you, dog. They are going to be good forever, man.
I love you so much. I want to enjoy you the way God intended. That's what he wanted. You know what I'm saying? That's all he wanted. I don't think that's necessarily a problem. You know what I'm saying? So not toxic the way Trevor is. You feel me?
No, I appreciated the way they talked about it and that like he's comfortable enough with her that when she was like, I had to really educate him on what the different options were. And he was like, she did.
And he's comfortable enough with himself. What he just said. And I love that for him, too.
He was comfortable acknowledging, yes, I've never heard of an IUD.
Yeah. I only knew of the balloon you put on your dick. You know what I'm saying? And I knew I didn't want to take part.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Y'all already brought it up, obviously. I think this is what everyone is probably talking about today. But Clay and AD continuing to have just the realest fucking emotions and stories. And I think all of us... even as happy wife guys could relate to both of them probably during the conversation that they had with each other. What did you guys think of that moment? And is that the end of the story or is the door still open in your opinion, Tyler?
I think that you know, before kind of discussing how AD and Clay came across, we have to kind of discuss Trevor just a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, when he came out there and, you know, they basically, you know, held him accountable for the bullshit that he pulled, where he, you know, lied to his girlfriend about how he was just doing this for the fame. And then he went there and misled the woman there about not being involved, and, you know, just cut it off with his girl. And, you know, of course, he left with nobody, which is, you know, we were heartbroken when it happened. But, hey, you know, good on Chelsea God for shooting that motherfucker. God knew, down, right?
God yeah. knew, you know.
And Chelsea deserved each other, bro. I don't yeah. know. I would have nah. been fine with it. I would have been fine
Chelsea,
with it. Hey, she walked into that spray tan shit and told him, give me the Donald Trump, bro. That shit was the most aggressive spray tan
Chelsea was insecure. Trevor was a dickhead. There's a yeah. very big difference, I feel yeah. like. You know what I mean?
And so, you know, Trevor went out there and of course we got the overdramatic production again with fucking, you know, Nick reading Trevor's text and Vanessa reading his girl's text, right? And this motherfucker,
they did what we did with Solomon's fucking Twitter thread is what they right. did, bro.
Right. And that motherfucker was laying it on thick. Baby, I love you. I can't wait to live this life with you, pumpkin, and all that shit. Like, bro, and then he gets out there and he leans on the whole, I might as well just admit I'm trash. He leans on that whole angle, right? And you can tell that Trevor was there for PR, right? He was there for damage control. You can tell that, right?
He's trying to save his TikTok following. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
I am who you think I am, even though I'm not who you think I am.
Yes. And I say that because we have to point out that in contrast to how Clay came across. Because Clay, you know, they tell us this is a year later. And Clay's like, yeah, you know, I said I was going to do the work and I did the work, right? Like mm-hmm. he said, you know, I went and I got therapy. I tried out a couple therapists until I got the right fit. And, you know, there was a moment where, you know, he just flat out apologized to AD. And you could tell that shit kind of took AD on a ride, right? Like, you could mm-hmm. tell that there was an emotional roller coaster going on over there. And he just flat out apologized. He was like, you know, you deserve better than that. I'm so sorry that I did that, that I wasted mm-hmm. your time, your family's time. And it was so genuine, you know, compared to
which is very
that.
Different from his father. Yes, he did things that mimicked his father in particular ways, but he was apologetic and said what he did, you know, admitted to what he did. You feel me? So
And like I said, completely different, opposite end of the spectrum from that bullshit Trevor pulled, where Trevor was just trying to lean into the, yeah, I'm toxic, I know that I'm trash. Well, yeah, you are trash, and that doesn't change anything, right? Yeah. Like Clay has realized there was some shit he needs to work on, and he did the work there. And, you know, there was a moment there that really, really moved me, where, you know, Vanessa asked AD if she would date Clay, right? And, you know, AD gives Clay the butterfly eyes and says no comment. And then they ask Clay, and Clay says 1,000%. And then, you know, AD kind of switches up. Like I said, an emotional roller coaster. I completely understand the girl. And she's like, nope, you had your chance, you know? And she said, you played in my fucking face, and you had your chance. And, you know, like, basically tells him, you know, we're done. But what moved me was, you know, moments later where he was, you know, Clay was talking about his journey, his therapy journey. And he was like, you know, I just wasn't a good guy. And AD has a moment where she just reaches over him and touches him. Yeah. And she's like, no, you're a good guy. You're a great guy. Right. And, you know, then that moment moved me because I didn't look at that like, you know, that was after AD said he had no chance. You know, she would never date him again. I didn't look at that like AD wasn't standing on business. I looked at that like AD saw someone who she loved being too hard on himself. And she stepped in for reassurance. I did not look at that as, like I said, I didn't look at that as like AD was stepping off business, so that was a weak move on her part. I look at that as a very human thing from AD. Mm-hmm. And that shit moved me right there, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think he has a chance. I don't think he will happen again. I think what he did was too heartbreaking, and it's very hard to come back from that. Like you said, Mike, early in the last one, you know, prior to getting on stage in front of the family and friends and all that, he should have said something. Instead of, you know, kind of mimicking his dad's actions in a particular way. He was apologetic about that in ways his dad was, and I do give him, you know, props for that. But, you know, I do think AD, you know, when she went back home and saw what she put into it and figured, I can't do anymore. He's done the work, but it's too late, it seems.
He needed her to not see the TV show.
Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. And that helped, that didn't hurt. She probably related, and that just stamped what she was already feeling. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, he gonna have to take this one on the chin, bro. You know, he said she's the love of his life, and she may be. You know, he'll be all right in the morning, though. You know what I mean? It's going to take some time. You lost a good one, bro. You know what I'm saying? But in that experiment, I think with what he had been through and, you know, and it, I think and how the experiment, it, like, is set up,
he wasn't built to be successful in that experiment. It doesn't give him any excuse for how he acted. There was better ways to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you know, letting her know earlier, but he wasn't going to be successful. It's just a, it's a fucked up situation, but I don't think she is going to go back. And I don't really know if she should. I don't, you know what I mean? I think she's making the right decision for her. And I think both of them are solid people though.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Clay was genuine. Like there were times his voice was cracking. You could tell he was,
there was times where you could see in his eyes where he glossed over it. There was, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. Yeah, like I said, Clay, genuine, completely opposite end of the spectrum from that bullshit Trevor pulled. Clay was a genuine dude, you know, who seemed genuinely remorseful, who seemed like he genuinely cared about her, who seemed like he genuinely put in the work to be a better person. And at the same time, that shit doesn't even matter if AD doesn't want to deal with you anymore, bro.
You feel me?
Because you've given her enough reason not to.
Right. And he spoke about and I think the reason he did it, because like he said, like at the altar, he was going back and forth. He didn't know the decision he was going to make. He was scared, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't know what decision he was going to make.
He was up there for 3 days, and I could understand a huge decision like that, right?
Yes, being what he's been through as well. And so, yeah. So I mean, like you know, we talk about him saying, "I don't think he knew until then," and I think he did the best he could. It just isn't enough, and he was right. AD deserved better.
Yeah, it's almost like the people who were for the sanctity of the experiment flew his dad out to the fucking wedding just to like throw an extra wrench in the kid's brain. You know what I mean? Like, that's the part of it. That's like this whole thing is produced to make memorable television. You know what I'm saying? And their relationship and what he said, even in the reunion, was incredibly moving to me too. Like how can you not feel for him? Being as open and as genuine as he was about what he's been through. And I would say he's either had great media training or he's the poster child for therapy, because his whole way of speaking and presenting himself was so much more settled and like present, you know, than like he didn't have the like, yep, 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 yep. Like he lost a lot of that like kind of nervous energy.
That's probably therapy, bro. Therapy in general for sure. Might make you more anxious when you're dealing with your issues, you know, less anxious when you're dealing with your issues. Yeah. So. That's what it seemed like.
But I felt like there was two moments you guys didn't touch on that I wanted to bring up was, first of all, what was it? What was the name of the dude from the previous show that he was talking about, Tyler, that he talked to?
Brad. I call him Brad. He liked the homie Brad. Did he not look like Brad?
Just like Brad, bro. He bro, talked
like,
just
that's
like Brad.
That's a Brad-ass nigga. Me and Rocco was like, that is Brad. Even his fucking disposition and his mannerisms were very similar, but go ahead.
But I think, you know, we talked on the last show about the importance of finding a way to get out from under your parents' shadow. And, you know, you almost had this like good, you know, good angel, bad devil on the shoulders of his dad and Brad. Or what's the dude's real name? Brett.
I don't know. We go call him Brett. Brad, we call Jeremy Doug Funny, nigga.
We have to keep the black people's name straight. That is the one thing we must
that's
do.
Tyler.
But we call Kenny. We won't call it Kenny. Kenny. We won't call him that. You know what I'm saying?
But,
so, you know.
But I think that was the like, and I've done that as a father. Like, there's people, and I'll tell them too. Like, I look up to you as a father who are younger than me. That's like, I need examples. Like, I went in search of those examples, and he had that dude sitting there. And the most heartbreaking part of that interaction to me was in Brett's response to Clay. He described the exact situation Clay had with AD. He was like, she made room for me to be the best version of myself. She understood the things that I needed to get better at. Like, and so I think Clay's like sitting there going like, yeah, I thought I was doing something different than what my dad did. But like AD said, it's like, I felt like your mom. And this dude was like, you were in the situation, bro. Like you had been pulled out of the tar pit and then you turned around and jumped right back into that shit. Like, you know, so I thought that part was like, that was very moving. And then also, to no surprise, and I yelled this shit in our living room when they asked, did you get the apology from your dad? I was like, of course he didn't get the fucking apology from his dad. Yeah, and his response was, we have a, you know, we have a great banter between me and my dad. I was like, fuck that dude, bro.
Right. Fuck that nigga. I feel like this. I feel in the tar pit. Old boy got pulled out of the tar pit. I don't think, you know, Clay got pulled out of the tar pit. I think Clay was a little deeper in the tar pit than old boy was. You feel me? And I think the main difference in what they did was, because, you know, people go through similar things, but, you know, I don't know his situation. It could have been worse. But from what I think, seeing with Clay, that's some heavy shit. You feel me? But Clay just didn't take the leap. And I think if I were Clay in that situation, that's what would haunt me. You know what I'm saying? Is that for we sure, had similar, bro. And he took the leap and I didn't. And the thing is with this, like, there's, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You know what I'm saying? And you get a divorce. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world. You know what I mean? But if you play, like she said, play in my face, treat her in a similar way to you, how his mom was treated. And you know what I'm saying? There's no coming back from, you know, what he did, it seemed. I think in general, but particularly with AD and her response, when she was just like, he wasted my fucking time, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? There was that came across kind of heavy, bro. You know what I mean? It seemed like that was a hard stop at that point.
Yeah. As a lifelong hot water inner guy, once they start sprinkling in that anger, hey, bro, I was a habitual fuck up.
Hey, bro,
I met wifey.
We've had our conversations, my boy.
Once you know, young niggas, they start talking about, you know, your past with like a hint of anger and resentment. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's when you're done.
Yeah.
Damn.
We saw how she got emotional. There's still love there, but mm-hmm. she's just like, I'm not gonna play myself with this nigga. I might go out and let another nigga play me, but I don't know if he gonna play me. I know what goes on with this, and I can't sign up for that again. You feel me? Yeah. And I respect that, man.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
There was more than just Johnny and Amy saying that they're in a happy relationship. Jeremy and Sarah Ann have apparently been living together for several months.
They're horrible humans. I still think it was dumb how they treated her. You know what I'm saying? But they're just bad humans. But go ahead, Tyler. Go ahead, sorry. Bad humans. God. They stink. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It was, you know, I loved it. Like I said, it was some over-the-top, cheesy-ass production. Because they were real fucking, you know, Jerry Springer with this shit. Jeremy comes out by himself. They ask him how he's been. They're like, so, have you been dating anyone? Oh, funny you should ask. And here comes Sarah Ann, right? Yeah. And Sarah Ann comes out there and just, bro, like, the girls just do not like her. Like, bro, even Chelsea is like, when Chelsea is getting in jokes on you and shit, like, bro, you might as well hang it up. And, you know, they had the...
she got a few oohs and ahs from the crowd. You know what I mean?
Hey, Chelsea was messy as hell. She was on her shit. Like you know, she told Jeremy.
She was messy.
Yeah, that's what we were there for. She kept the party going. Because she was like, well, you know, Jeremy, you said that y'all are happily together. I've seen you twice, and you every time I saw you, you were single. Like, what was that about? Right?
And then Sarah Ann looked at him like, you feel me? Yes, that was news to her.
And so they dial Laura, and Laura's in, you know, at work in Barcelona, and basically, you know, Laura's still not fucking with Sarah Ann. But they give us some fucking unreleased footage. They show us the footage of Laura and Sarah Ann talking at the lake, where basically, you know, Sarah Ann was like, you know, I wasn't trying to hate on you with that DM. There's absolutely no way you can try to rationalize that. You was dirty macking. If you leave a door open, you dirty macking. I don't give a fuck how she tried to put it. But, you know, Laura basically just told her to her face, yeah, I'm still not fucking with that. You and him, you know, y'all do what y'all do. I'm done here. And, you know, Laura's on the fucking teleconference basically saying the same shit, right? Like, she's like, bro, you know, Jeremy, you're not accountable. You have just never owned up to this shit.
Facts.
You know, you're a clown. But the funny shit that came from that fucking speech at the lake house was when Laura told Sarah Ann, you know, he told me after I told him it was over, he's like, you're going to ruin my reputation. I'm going to be worse than Jimmy now.
That was so fucking funny, bro.
I was like, where did that fucking straight come from? And then they come back and they cut to Jimmy, and Jimmy's kind of tight about it.
Oh, Jimmy was red faced.
Yeah.
And Jimmy looked decent with that beard. He didn't look so much
man
dumb
makeup,
funny.
Bro. The, man
yeah.
Makeup.
Yeah. Hair is a man's makeup for sure. Yeah.
And so Jimmy calls back to a time when they were in the pods, when he broke it off with Jessica and he was fucked up about it, and everyone was like, you know, consoling him, and Jeremy says, well, at least I won't be the biggest villain of the show, like just a dickhead move, right? So Jimmy was like, I haven't been fucking with you for a minute, and you just, submitted that for me there. But yeah, it was hilarious. Like I said, the girls were not fucking with Sarah Ann, because, you know, basically they had that moment when Laura's when Laura called Jeremy a clown. And Sarah Ann just hopped out. I don't even think she was going to bat for her man. She just wanted to get some shit off her chest with Laura. Because she was like, clown, you're the clown. Because you told, I found out you were talking shit about me in the pods. And you saying, I'm a pick me girl. You're the pick me. You're not the girl's girl. And then fucking Jessica comes off the top rope. And it's like, you aren't the girl's girl. Yeah. To Sarah Ann, right? It's like some Royal Rumble shit going on there.
I love how a girl's, not being a girl's girl is like, you know, nigga, that's, you, the trash is up. The trash, you're throwing it around, like, you feel me? I love that part.
They thought girls girl was like the crown of England, bro. They were
right,
like,
right,
you
right.
are not the true girls
right,
girl.
Right.
And it was a funny shit, because Sarah Ann was like, how y'all gonna say I'm not the girls girl when you know y'all kicked me out the group chat? And Chelsea, being messy as fuck again, was like, okay, well, how about, why'd you unfollow all the girls after the lake party and just still followed our fiancés?
Right? I mean, no, that makes sense though. Of course she did. They were being dickheads to her there. Yeah, we spoke to that. But also, Jessica said she just kicked her out of the group.
I didn't kick you out. Jessica was like, I did. I'm the one who kicked you out.
You feel me? But also, let's be honest about this. They was calling out Jessica because of their interaction with her, Jimmy. They're talking about Sarah Ann. Let's not forget how Chelsea was swinging off of Trevor. You know what I'm saying? And Trevor was joking about, you know what I'm saying, like, taking her from Jimmy, and she was, you know, very laughy and leaning on biceps. You know, they pick and choose what they make bad and not. And I don't fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with Sarah Ann and Jimmy. Jeremy, I think they're horrible humans foundationally. Yeah. But a lot of weird shit was going on at that lake house shit that they didn't point at. You know what I'm saying? So everybody was odd. And they pointed out Jessica and Jimmy and how they were interacting. I'm like, Chelsea was over there swinging off Trevor, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Had him by a string of his motherfucking psoriasis, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, nigga. The fuck? Come on, G. Right, let's be keeping it a bean. A lot of niggas were being weird about shit.
Well, yes. And that was like, you know, it was actually Mina turned me around on Laura, because I liked Laura when we were watching the show. And she made the point that it was like everything she said was like, you could tell she'd scripted and workshopped it to try and go viral. And that's so true.
At the lake house, for sure.
She
was in the mirror. She was in the bathroom practicing before she pulled up.
With no shoes. But I felt like it was.
Yeah, yeah. Right. She found that.
He didn't protect my heart. But like, I felt like she did the same shit at the reunion. That was like, yeah. Like, first of all, you're at a fucking DoubleTree. I don't know where this DoubleTree is. I know that hotel curtain like a motherfucker, but you're saying you're in Barcelona and you got a boyfriend we don't know about? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm in Barcelona for work right now, but yeah, I'm in a happy relationship. Like, really, bro? They got Trevor to come out here and take 17 punches to the nose from Nick Lachey, bro. And you're in Barcelona with an invisible boyfriend, Laura? Like, I don't know, dog.
You said she was in a DoubleTree. Nigga, you were in Florida, nigga.
Tampa Bay like a motherfucker.
Tampa Bay, you know.
You're
what
on a Jacksonville fucking spring break right now, Laura.
Get the fuck out of here. You're Orlando living ass. Fuck you, me.
Oh shit!
But you've been a hop on exactly, a Superman. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's exactly what you said, bro. You can smell the hangover sweat and the zen off Jeremy. I don't fuck with that dude at all, like in the slightest. But at the same time,
and they deserve time, each other, bro. That relationship seems fucking horrible, bro. My stomach cramp when you were talking about that shit. I'm like, y'all living like that? It hasn't been perfect. It seems like it's been hell based upon both of y'all's description of how it's been. Ups and downs, and what the fuck you mean? Crazy.
Yeah.
Congratulations to them because they deserve it. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I said I never identify more with Johnny and Amy. You're just sitting on the other side of the set, like, yeah, that's crazy.
Can we just go home and be happy? We just, I'm just here so I don't get fined, nigga. Like, you know, that it had those.
She just read about a new position online that we haven't tried yet. Like, we're trying.
Have you heard of reverse cowgirl? I can't wait, brother.
Oh shit!
On,
okay, let's talk. I think the Jimmy and Chelsea and EpiPen is Jessica.
Yeah.
She was the one where I could feel the show leaving my brain. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we always were. Shar and I used to watch a couple different reality shows. Once the show is over, I immediately forget everyone's name and face. That already happened with her. As the reunion was happening, she was the first to walk out the door of my brain. But what did you guys think of the interactions between them? And now, first of all, how many shades of bronzer was Chelsea away from blackface, in your opinion?
She had that Hulk Hogan goddamn spray tan on there, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
She walked in and said, "Give me the hell yeah, brother."
but yeah, it's I think Chelsea has finally come to her senses and realized that her and Jimmy just weren't right for each other. You know, that's what it felt like. Then we kind of, you know, we got the news that Jessica wasn't fucking with Jimmy. She was like, "You in these interviews talking reckless, besmirching my name, saying I went in there and stormed out in 10 minutes. And Jimmy was like, "Yeah, it was 10 minutes. These messy motherfuckers pulled the receipts and showed that conversation they had was like 2 hours long. And Jessica was right. So
that time step was crazy. I love how Jessica be like, "Listen, I got a kid. Y'all ain't going to play with me up here. You feel me?" And she is very protective of shit. And she's staying on all of that shit. I love how she's doing that. I'm going to tap into the next shit. What's it, Perfect Match? Can we do some shit on that? I think we might need to lean in. You know what I'm saying? I think we found something here. I'm like, I might want to see what's going on. But nah, man, like, bro, I love how she moved and she's standing on shit. And she never really got outside of herself. And also, I love how she speaks about her fucking daughter, bro. Mm-hmm. She loves the hell out of the girl. She do not play about her. And that's beautiful. So, like, yeah, but I mean, I think it's interesting how her and Chelsea spoke about their relationship. And she admitted to, yeah, that wasn't my best moment. She leaned right in as soon as they brought it up. You know what I'm saying? She moves in a way that's very healthy. Maybe that's because she has a child and seemed like she might've been forcing it, being that she's been through a ton of shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I mean, as far as them together, I'm not really, you know, like Mike said, I'm not really bought into like what their beef wasn't the thing that I was really looking forward to seeing.
Same.
But I think it's, I mean, Jimmy, Matt, all of them match. All the white dudes just match. So, whatever. Nigga with the beard. I think he seemed more solid than most. That was unfortunate. I was kind of fucking with him with how he spoke about things prior to that moment. I'm like, out of all the motherfuckers you're going to clown, that's who you gonna try to pick an issue with, and she's been about as solid as anybody. Her and AD probably the two most solid people on there.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why he chose to stick with the 10 minute thing, knowing that they had already pulled receipts.
I'll give you 45. I don't even know. Based upon his reaction, I wonder if that was a post production ad, because it wasn't like they linked. Because I think Jessica would have looked at that man like.
They did not cut. Yeah, no. It was definitely added in post, but it was like most receipts that get pulled are like CVS receipts that if you rub them, the ink will smear to some extent. That was printed on like legal 20 pound paper, linen paper,
glossy.
You could feel it's embossed. You could feel the lettering as you run your hands over it. Like, I mean, that, like, they put up there and they put it in capital 78 point font. 2 hours, 23 minutes of time. Gross. Like, she actually undersold how long they were together for, like, an hour, bro. Like, I don't know. All right. Do we have anything to say about Brittany and Kenneth? And I have to say, I wish I had not seen the two of them. I did not appreciate the interactions. I found it to be very weird. Really? I did not appreciate them touching each other.
I thought that was beautiful, man.
Amazing.
God bless you.
I love
y'all,
that for them.
God
bless
you.
I don't know, man.
I guess I'm like less bought into the experiment. It's like, you got TV video of a dude texting on his phone while you're breaking.
He's trying to say, yeah, I'm a principal. You know, I got to stay on the grid. Bro, you ain't got a lot of us, dog.
He was on Instagram, nigga.
Yeah. Look, the grandma might believe those lies. We're not that old, dude. We know you ain't texting your fucking students, bro. Come on, man.
I had to check in with Johnny's mom to make sure his test scores were okay. Like,
no. Trevor took his shirt off on one of his photos and he had to make sure he liked it.
That's the part of the dynamic of the relationship that was like, if she's serious right now, I need someone to come and have a heart to heart with her.
Yeah. But this is the thing I do love. Like, for me, like, all the people who I've been in relationships, you know what I'm saying, with, we have been friends afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
I have never had a messy, I hate you, I never want to see you again.
No, ever, I've never, never, I hate you, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've gotten invited to a wedding after a college relationship that was toxic because at least the fucking breakup was respectable. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was love there and stuff like that. And I just feel like it's really weird to tell somebody I love you and to spend so much time and have these experiences with somebody and then cut them the fuck out your life. Let's go the hard way. It's harder to be friends, but I'm willing to do that if the other person's willing to do that.
So I think it's beautiful. So that's what you guys were saying you thought was beautiful.
Yeah.
Was the way that they thought was beautiful.
Okay. Yes. That they seemed to move out of that heartbreak. Like, she was heartbroken. And I think he was heartbroken. He just struggled with approaching that based upon what Clay said that their conversations were. And also we talked about that they broke up off camera and then had to reenact it on camera. They're not going to say that in the show. You feel me? Because it's a produced show, which they were trying to keep the sanctity of Love is Blind. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, you know what I mean? But, like, so I give them some grace in this situation. I think it's beautiful to see them come out of that experiment and have a friendship where they're talking daily, sharing things, and also being respectful for one another's feelings and saying, what happens when we move on? Because we know we're not the right ones for each other, but there's obviously feelings here. You know what I mean? But we want to preserve this friendship. I think that's very healthy. I love that. I love it.
I'll give you that. I was worried and remain worried that that was Shar and I's conversation. Is that her gay best friend? Or is she like not understanding what the situation is and is sort of like leaving the door open? Because I didn't love... And, you know, look, like, everyone obviously, you know, free to have their own views on sexuality. I would never like push mine on anyone. But like the whole thing about like, why would I want to like try having sex? Like, all that stuff bothers me just as someone who did not grow up in a religious household. It feels very like I get kind of claustrophobic when I hear people talk like that. And
what
I think
mean?
That you're it does
to have sex
when her talking about like kind of being. Bothered by people saying like maybe you guys should try having sex to see if there's chemistry. You know what I mean?
She didn't seem like she was bothered by it. She just seemed like she just wasn't fucking with it.
She seemed bothered by it to me. What'd you think, Tyler? She seemed kind of like why would that be something I would feel a need to do?
I didn't get the judgy Christian vibes from her. You know, because the way she framed it, she was like, this is something I'm doing for me that I think is best for me. You know, that's exactly how she framed it. She didn't say, like, I think everyone should blah, blah, blah.
She should be out here saving that vagina.
I didn't think she seemed judgy. Yeah, yeah. I think she seemed like she
was brought up in a repressive worldview.
That's what I don't know.
It sounded like she switched up, though. That's the read I got on it. It was like, she's like, I made this promise to myself, like, recently. It felt like she said. So I think she kind of switched things up with that. But I didn't get, of course, purity culture is some bullshit after you strip it down. Usually it's always some harmful ideology behind it. But I think she was genuinely doing something that she thought was best for her. And I don't think it was coming from a place of like judgment.
Yeah. I definitely didn't think it was coming from a place of judgment. I just worry about the, like, that's how women end up chasing gay dudes. or whatever the issue is. You know what I mean? Like, it, like,
I being, think even, I think it's, I think, as so I, like, you had, you know, your experience obviously with your father and whatnot. And then I've had a, I have an uncle who passed from having HIV. Luckily my aunt didn't catch it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he was gay and he has, you know, two kids with my aunt. And, you know, that wasn't purity culture. He was just a lying ass motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He was just an asshole who was afraid of, who used cowardice to hurt other people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I don't think that's, I think there's multiple ways for that, but I feel like her choice was her choice, not due to him, not because of him. And I think like we all are watching the show and we see what's going on, right?
Yes.
Or we have our belief. Cause I mean, we don't know, you know what I'm saying? This is what we feel, you know what I'm saying? And she doesn't feel that way and that's fine. But that's the decision she's making. So I don't feel like, I don't know. I don't feel like that in itself is setting her up. And I don't feel like, if he's lying, if it turns out he's lying, you know, it's fuck him. But, I do like, based upon the information we have, I do find it solid how they've moved. And
for sure.
If he is what we believe him to be, I hope he, you know, is being honest with her. He doesn't give, I don't give a fuck about me. I got gay homies that never came out and said, you know, I just want to let you know. We just knew they that was just a homie. And he happened to be gay. I didn't say I was straight, nigga. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. You don't know me shit. You know what I'm saying? So I hope there's just a lot of understanding with them because that's a different situation than me and my friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or friends. Yeah.
I also respected how open he was about, like, he didn't do the, like, they tried to edit it to make it look like I was on my phone.
He was like, I was tweaking.
He said,
I get it. I was tweaking. Right. Yeah.
So. I had a lot of respect for that.
He seemed more solid. He seemed more solid after in that interaction too. You know what I'm saying? So there's probably an understanding, I would imagine, if the case is what we think it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, the next season will be in Washington, D.C., according to the sleuths on the internet.
That might be fire.
Hey. We've seen them out.
D.C. got the baddest, the most beautiful women on the planet to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, flat out, bro. Flat out.
And word on the streets.
D.C. and Atlanta.
Yeah, word on the streets is the season after that is Detroit. Bro, you going to D.C. and Detroit? I feel like you know the demographic you're leaning into here. You know what I mean? I feel like, you know, it's going to be, these seasons are going to be a little bit blacker than we've seen, which is I'm all in for.
Maybe that's why I think they have the most beautiful women on the planet.
Yeah.
Particular demographic out there,
It does make it interesting that they hired Angular Face to do their casting.
Angular Face? Outreach,
but maybe they felt like...
She did have a very, you know, very geometric... you can measure the angles. You know, I mean, that's a 33 degrees angle right there. You know what I mean? I did see some geometry questions, you know. Yeah, the Pythagorean theorem face for sure. Go ahead.
All right. Thank you so much, everyone, for fucking with the Love is Blind recaps. Tyler, thank you again for bringing us into your world.
Bro, we know you got to get off here and get to work. That nigga hit us with that. Will do.
All right. We'll be back with the next episode on Monday. We'll see y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
The Volume.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota bZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.